The army spokesman in the region, Major Sagir Musa, confirmed the arrests of suspected gang leaders in Port Harcourt.
Appreciative progress has been made in the areas of arms recovery and the arrest of some leaders of the militant. As of now, most of them are being interrogated with the aim of getting useful information from them. And then thereafter, we hand them over to appropriate quarters for prosecution.
I take it, Tom, one of the two gang leaders held responsible for several of these of inter-gang violence in Port Harcourt has reportedly offered to surrender to state authorities. Indications are that Tom, the head of the Niger Delta Vigilante Movement, may have struck a deal with the authorities. Criminal gangs in the Niger Delta have grown rich and powerful by stealing oil from the region's network of pipelines. Rebels have attacked oil facilities and pipelines, killed dozens of government soldiers, and kidnapped more than 200 foreign oil workers since last year. The government has extended a curfew in Port Harcourt for a second week, and troops are to remain on the street for 6 months. Major Musa says cracking down on armed groups and protecting Nigeria's oil assets will shape the nature of military operations in the region.
Those areas that are notorious or that are regarded as flash points will usually go there on patrol with a view to arresting the militants and then getting their arms and ammunition. In addition, most of our national assets located in the state, like multinational oil companies, Shell, Chevron, and others, we deployed soldiers there on guard duties. They are to remain there permanently.
Violence in Nigeria's oil heartland increased sharply last year when armed groups started blowing up pipelines and oil wells and kidnapping foreign workers to protest what they called neglect and corruption in the impoverished Delta. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.